Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, and this show is talking about just video games for an hour, and then we get back to all the sports talk on all these sports talk networks. Home network here, Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco, and you can always listen to all the programming through the website, sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click listen live. Any emails for me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and that's pertinent for two reasons in this show. One is I give a game away at 40 after, and so just about a half hour from now, use the email address. Second correct answer to a very simple question will win that new game. And also, a request for a cheat code, which I do at the end. If you got an older game and you want that cheat code in mind, let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. We also stream through sbnationlive.com out of Texas. And other ways of listening to the show, most proudly on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, whatever branch you are with, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We also are on Sirius XM 211. That is the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius XM as well. Plus CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network channel 2 and your cable provider. And then lots of things. Google my name or the show. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. All apropos applications for receiving the program as well. If you want to tweet at me, I'm not going to say X. It's too confusing. It's at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's. But also, this show is about y'alls and your calls. So get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. And we'll get it started. Plus, I'll give away. I talked about the free game already. It's live radio. Come on back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome to the Video Game Review. It's nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening, in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. We are here for you, though, at the toll-free line. Questions, comments, or concerns at 1-800-878-PLAY. There was a article I saw the other day about all the video games this year that are turning 20 years old. And it's funny because, you know, now when I look at 20 years ago, it doesn't seem that long ago. But if I think about 20 years before I was born, it's like, yikes, that seems like a completely different world. So it's all perspectives. But I saw a few of them that are going to be 20 years old. Resident Evil 4, the original Shadow of the Colossus, which I say original because they did bring it back to the PS4. Devil May Cry 3, that introduced the Virgil and the Dante rivalry. That was 20 years ago. And Kingdom Hearts 2, which a lot of people believe is the best in the series. But I remember when I was in England, I was I was writing a soccer newspaper while I was doing this show, actually, and it tells you how long I've been doing this show. But I also was coaching football. I played football in college, and so I was coaching as a guest coach with the London Mets. That's the police department, the Bobbies, and it was in what we would call Hertfordshire, but they call it Hertfordshire. Hertfordshire, you're right. Sorry, I can't do that at all. But anyway, I bring it up because they also, because I was coaching, they also had me coach basketball to the police, to their 14-year-old sons. Even though I told them I had only played high school basketball, but to them, that was John Wooden. And so there was this sort of end-of-season party, and all the 14-year-olds were congregating in front of the video game console, And there was a part of the original Kingdom Hearts where Tarzan had to jump from one like bamboo stick to the other. And if he fell, you had to go back quite a ways. It wasn't like you would just respawn right there. And they got so frustrated. And I told them I was a video game enthusiast. And they're like, did you win any awards? Remember, I said, I won the video game Heisman. And they were like, what's that? I was just teasing them. I couldn't do it. It was one of the most frustrating things. And you had to like, it all had to happen at once. It couldn't be like you just jumped to one and then the other. It was all, you might know what I'm talking about. But it's still one of the most difficult things I have ever seen. You had to get it just right. And it was like four stages and it all happened all in one move. And normally you couldn't even get the first part, but then maybe just almost miraculously you'd get to the third part and the fourth one was like, no way. It's like you got slapped down. So I do have some sort of bizarre, I know PTSD is too dramatic, but when I see Kingdom Hearts, I'm reminded of the point where some kids wanted me to come through for them and I let them down. Psychonauts came out in 2005. Classic 3D platformer. It doesn't get as much love today. I mean, Psychonauts 2 was announced in 2015, and then it took 6 years for it to make, which is weird. 20 years ago, the DS was all the rage, and we got Brain Age. You remember that? Brain Age. It came from, I remember it says, a Japanese neuroscientist named Dr. Kawashima. Or they say they're probably like, Kawashima. And luckily, Nintendo has not forgotten about Brain Age because they made an installment for the Switch, but only in Europe and Japan. Battlefront 2 is 20 years old. And you know, if you think about the player numbers skyrocketing for that game as it came out, the first title reboot, back with Battlefront 3 now what we're playing. But I remember the first Battlefront game, and it was on the PC, and I remember being astounded at the fact that there were these sticky mines that you could throw at one point. And they would stick to the wall, and they're sort of like, proximity mines. Like somebody would come by, and it would go off. And there was this one sort of pillbox hewn into the living rock. It was like 20 feet up. It had a little slit, and stormtroopers were firing through there. And I remember it was this amazing throw. I don't know how many times I tried it, but I frisbeed one of those prox mines inside that slit. And I thought, that's not going to work. And then I saw a flash and all the shooting stopped. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done in a video game that was programmed in for that to work, which was amazing. Call of Duty 2, 20 years old. The entire reason I bought an Xbox 360. I love first-person shooters, and the best thing we had at that time was something called Medal of Honor, which I loved. And now Medal of Honor looks like a horse-drawn carriage. But I love that game. And when I saw Call of Duty 2 on the... I remember the 360 came out, and I was like, I don't think I have enough money for that. When I saw Call of Duty 2, I was like, please take my money. I threw that down. GTA Liberty City Stories. I mean, GTA is a lot older than people know. The original Grand Theft Auto, the top-down game, is nothing like it is now. God of War, that's hard to believe that Kratos, that game is 20 years old as well. And by the way, there's going to be, from all appearances, another God of War sequel in 2026. For those of you who are interested, that was an industry insider. But ever since God of War Ragnarok came out 3 years ago, those fans have been very eager to see where this franchise is heading. And the very well-received free Valhalla roguelite DLC was kind of like an epilogue. And so that came out in 2023. And then there's nothing confirmed about that, but if rumors are true, it looks like we might be heading back to Greece. That's right, where it all started, baby. This is from a guy named Jeff Grubb. He has a live stream YouTube channel, and he threw it out there. And apparently it was supposed to come out this year, and it got pushed. And by the way, whenever you hear these things, you think, oh, it's like when they announce, oh, we're going to have this game, and it'll be out in a year and a half. And so it's a little disappointing. But I can tell you, and I'm sure you agree with me, that when a game is not ready and it is pushed and it's garbage, the disappointment of that, like, let's just wait till it's ready. I remember Battlezone 2. I could not wait for Guerrilla Games based out of Holland. I could not wait, and they got pushed, and it got pushed, and it got pushed. And I loved Battlezone 1. And Battlezone 2, not as good. But I remember that was the one that was killing me because they got, all right, definitely March 25th. I mean October 9th. I mean next April. And I was like, all right, come on back. We're talking video games. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review, y'all.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, as it's quiet as a church now. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Your ugly face has got to go. No. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away the brand new game. Last week on the show, I was talking about Warren Robinette, a name I remember very well because in the original Adventure on the Atari 2600, he had the very first Easter egg, whereas you would take a little dot, and it was literally a dot. It was an 8-bit game. You take it down to the main lobby, and then the wall was blinking, and you could go through the wall. And it said in, like, pulsating rainbow colors created by Warren Robinette, and it was he had to build the letters. There was no script. And that's because back then, Nolan Bushnell at Atari said, we are not going to be individuals. Picasso will paint a painting, but he will not put by Picasso. And that's when Activision's like, we want to brag about who the developers are. So somebody asked me when they heard the show, it was an email, somebody know, they said, who's Chris Houlihan? Now, that's something that I have been asked a few times over the years. So if you remember the North American version of The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, the question of who is Chris Houlihan comes up because there is a hidden room in A Link to the Past. It was created by the developers as sort of a failsafe when you made a glitched entrance to an underground cave. If there's an error in calculating Link's position, he'll appear in a room filled with rupees. And numerous repeatable methods to enter the room have been documented. But the room includes a sign basically saying, this is a secret room. And in the North American version, it says, my name is Chris Houlihan. This is my top secret room. Keep it between us, okay? And so some players spent many years trying to figure out why Chris Houlihan was in the game. Remember, there was no internet back then. It was harder to stalk people to find out about them. But the answer turns out it was pretty simple. He won a contest in 1990 from Nintendo Power magazine. And Nintendo Power documented that many years later. And for those, I used to subscribe to that magazine. And there was a guy named, what was his name, Nestor. He was sort of like the host of the magazine. But it was kind of a kiddie magazine. But if you loved video games, you know, there weren't a lot. There was, you know, Game Informer. There were others. But Nintendo Power, if you liked Nintendo, that was basically where you would hear about new games and things. And I remember that game, Link to the Past, that if you finished it and you sent a screenshot, and back then, that meant having a camera and taking a picture of your television screen, that they would send you a gold controller. Now, gold-colored plastic. It was more bronze. But so I did that, and they sent me one. It was actually kind of cool. But nobody knew who Chris Houlihan really was. And then there was a YouTube video that came out that said, Chris Houlihan is real. So there was an explanation that I saw on Yahoo. It's like a guy named Kevin Heinlein met Chris Houlihan and in the video. And Chris isn't even the guy who won the contest. It was his dad. His dad was the gamer of the family. He was the one who won the contest, submitted his name's son for inclusion in a future game. And Heinlein said, I met Chris once. He was at an event I was also at. My parents flagged him and we talked. Nice guy, not a video game player. Very little interest or excitement about having his name in a video game. Which is typical, right? It's like the person who wins your March Madness pool. Never seen a, wouldn't know if a basketball is blown up or stuffed. Or someone who wins the lottery in your state is just passing through and bought a scratcher. And more power to him. Not being jealous, but it just, it sounds about right. I remember at Sports Byline, we tried very hard when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was going on, and you would put in your Social Security code and answer these questions. And if you got, I think, five right, then you went on to the next round into a lottery. And so we just got the social security numbers of everyone in the office. And finally, a guy won. He was going to go to New York, and he ended up being on the show. He ended up getting picked. He ended up winning money. But when we told him, we go, you got picked. He's like, what's this TV show now? He had no idea. He goes, so I can get one wrong and keep going? We're like, no. But Chris revealed an old letter signed by Nintendo Power editor Scott Pelland. That's where they revealed that Chris's first name was included as a player name in Nintendo World Cup Game Boy version. But they said that was not nearly enough. So Pelland said, what are we going to do now? Well, they contacted Mr. Miyoto in Kyoto, Japan, and he's the guy who created the character of Mario and designed most of the Mario and Zelda games. And so they said, why don't we make him a character and a link to the past? And that was the first Super NES Zelda game. So imagine you're a kid in the 90s and you've learned not only that Shigeru Miyamoto himself is going to put you in a Zelda game, but you've also learned that the name of the Zelda game is going to be that, and that you're going to have your own secret room. And there was a lot of skepticism about whether this story was actually true or not. And so Heinlein reached out to Pelland, and he said, I think the note is authentic, although I don't have a direct recollection of it. The facts regarding Chris, his dad, and the contest seem correct. I recall being a delay in getting Chris's name in the game, and we had to work with Nintendo to get it into a link to the past. And the fact that the note was me suggests that it is authentic, because I did run the contest back in those days. So I don't doubt the story, but he said, Houlihan, quote, is just some guy. He isn't interested in glory. He didn't care about his name being used in Nintendo World Cup or Link to the Past. He's just out around the world living his life. He's not a fraud. He's not a fake. It's not a fake name Nintendo built and put into the game to trick people. All of your theories are wrong. He's a real guy, and his name is in two games, which is kind of fun. It is kind of fun, but I want to end this segment with a little story. What's that, Rick? Well, back before the internet, when I was playing video games, how old are you, dude? Kind of old. And Nintendo had this postcard that they included, and I forgot what game it was, but it was for the NES. And it was a paid postcard. You didn't have to put a stamp on it. And it said, if you have an idea for a video game, we'd love to hear from you. And so I loved Mega Man 2. It's probably my favorite ever NES game. The action, the play, the music. The music's outstanding. But I also loved soccer games. So I said, why don't you have a Mega Man soccer game and all his enemies can be in it? And, you know, I think that would work. Dr. Wily at the... I mean, I don't know. Just how about a Mega Man soccer game? And I put my name and address... and I mailed it in. And about 2 years later, it was more like a year and a half, I go in, and right there on the shelf for the NES, Mega Man Soccer. Which, if I hadn't sent that in, I would have been like, oh, cool. But all I did was there's steam coming out of my ears. I was so PO'd. Because now you'd say, well, it's pretty obvious. You know, Mega Man, soccer, you know. It's like if they had made a Sonic the Hedgehog soccer game for the Genesis, you know, would that have been my idea? No, but it was my idea. And I didn't get any credit for it. But that's about as close as I've come to having a video game on the shelf. But nowadays, like, you know, I think it's so amazing now. Obviously, you can pull a game down and from the clear blue sky and just, you know, install it through Wi-Fi, which is great if you have enough room on your hard drive. And by the way, as we go to the break, got about a minute here in this segment. Once again, I had another PS5 game, and I got to pick what I'm deleting. And you think about progress and progress, one step forward, three steps backwards. Is the PS5 better than the PS4? Yes. But the PS4, I had an external hard drive. which was recommended by PlayStation, even though it wasn't. And I played games directly off the external hard drive, which had a USB going into the deck. So I basically had, you know, terabytes, untold oodles of hard drive space. Now they're like, well, you can only hold a few games. Like, the big games are so big now. I have, I think, probably 6 games on the whole hard drive, maybe 5. And every time I get a new game, I got to play the whole, what am I deleting? And if you attach a hard drive, you can store games on it, but you can't play them directly because that would be too easy. All right, we'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the video game review and I'll give away the new game as I do at 40 after. We'll see you in a second.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's
800-620-1624. The Video Game Review.
Rise, Kirkman.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. And it is 40 after the hour. That's time to give away a brand new game. This game is called Linked. It's with a Y. Linked Banner of the Spark. And Linked Banner of the Spark is developed by FuzzyBot and published by FuzzyBot for the Switch 2, the Xbox Series X and S, the PS5, and the PC. I have it here for the Switch. Let me give you the blurb. Team up, brawl, and build in this co-op action game that blends hack and slash combat with roguelite inspired missions and town building progression that goes beyond the run. Unlock and upgrade gear, rescue robot allies, and lead resistance against the world dominating combots. This is rated E for everyone. Aw, that's sweet. My question is, this game, Linked, is it about Link from the Zelda franchise, or is it something else? You would just write something else. And if you win it for the Switch, that means you're the second correct answer to my email address. It's rick@sportsbyline.com. rick@sportsbyline.com. Sometimes people put byline, like B-U-Y, like we're selling stuff. I've had things where I went to this boxing match and it said Rick Tittle Sports by the line. And then my favorite one was, I remember going to Raider camp and I go, "Do you got my credential?" And they go, "It must be at the Coliseum. Let me make you a temporary one. Who are you with?" I said, "Sports Byline." And they're like, "Say it again." I go, "Sports Byline." So I got a sticker that said Rick Tittle Sports Pylon. And so every once in a while, my friends will say, "You got to go to Sports Pylon," and I go, "Yeah, I gotta go to Sports Pylon." Sorry about that. By the way, in the review, I'm sorry, in the previous segments, I was talking about how horrific it was on Kingdom Hearts 1 with Tarzan. And now, this is a long time ago, but I just looked on the internet. It says, one of them is a Reddit that says, "I got a rant about the Tarzan world from Kingdom Hearts 1. And there's one from last year said, "I really wish they would have fixed this vine swinging on Tarzan." It is horrifying. There's no doubt. Sometimes I just wonder, like, when these things get QC'd, because I don't know where it is where you are, but the San Francisco Bay Area where I am, there's so many game developers. Well, we call it Silicon Valley. And there are a lot of ads sometimes for beta testers. And that's just literally to see if you can get stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I had that happen in Skyrim. I was coming down a mountain and I was behind a tree and I got stuck. There was no way to redeploy, as they call it in FPS games, and I couldn't top myself, as they say in England. So I had to literally power off the console and turn it back on again. And I wasn't mad. You can't test everything. But that's a linear game. It wasn't an open world, and if you didn't get past that part, you couldn't continue. So I just wonder if they just were like, you know, when they're developing the game, like, "You finished that Tarzan level?" "Yeah." "How was it?" "It's pretty good." "All right, moving on. What's for lunch? What are we doing tonight?" No one QC'd that game. Because I'm not a professional. I'm not a professional video game player, but I'm good enough. And all the people I know at that time were playing, and they're like, no, that's no good. All right. And if you are a Nintendo enthusiast, you probably have thought now and then about Nintendo's mistakes, which are very few. Now, Nintendo, I admire them because they march the beat of their own drum over there in Japan, and they do things that make no sense, and then they end up crushing. Give me an example, Rick. Okay, I will. How about, let's just move past, like, you know, the the first few generations of consoles, and let's get to the day of the Xbox 360 and the PS2. Hey, there's this new thing called Blu-ray, and it's high def, and Nintendo says we're not going to be super high def, and we're going to have these little teeny discs, and it's called the GameCube. And everyone's like, why would you do that? And it crushed. The best one was when you got to the PS3 and the Xbox One, and it's like, okay, now look at this. We've made it even better. And they go, okay, we're making this thing called the Wii with motion. And then the other two places scrawl. Remember PlayStation came out with those ice cream cone things? Well, we have motion too. You do? So every once in a while they have, you know, they've made mistakes, but they also, I mean, the Game Boy, the Switch, the Wii, now the Wii U didn't work. And, also the Virtual Boy was a bad idea. So the latest Nintendo Direct was pretty cool. They were talking about Metroid Prime 4, which is, we now have a date on that. That's December 4th of this year. We have been told for 8 years, count them, LeBron, not one, not two, not three, 8 years that we'd be getting a Metroid Prime 4. And here's the good news. It's for the Switch and the Switch 2. So hopefully it's not like The Gun, which was for the PlayStation 2 and the PlayStation 3 and was exactly the same graphics. But Nintendo had Metroid fans scared when they kept refusing to release a firm date. And now Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, that's what it's called, as I said, after 8 years, December 4th. And Nintendo would never admit it, but I think they kind of wish it could just be a Switch 2 game to get everybody to buy a Switch 2. But they also know they'd be shooting themselves in their foot as well. Now, there is a price difference. Prime 4 on the original Switch is $60, $70 on Switch 2. And the Switch 2, you'll have enhanced visuals and frame rates and the option to choose between quality modes and performance mode and mouse control options and things like that as well. And there's a digital version and a physical version. And I always prefer the physical version because then I can sell it or lend it to people and it doesn't have to eat up my entire hard drive. But getting back to Nintendo and some of the mistakes, that Virtual Boy was released in 1995 and it was a huge commercial failure. And the theoretical portable system, hence the Boy moniker, tying it to the Game Boy family. And it was a headset, and you were supposed to have eye-popping 3D, and it popped your eyes in the bad way. That's not good. So now we're hearing Virtual Boy for the Switch. I think most people who want VR have their VR headsets. But then again, Nintendo has a library that has so many exclusives. You're like, could you go for that now? You know, it's like, it's not exactly a Half-Life Alyx. Do you want Virtual Boy Wario Land? You know, and that's the thing. It's like the fact as it is that to play any Virtual Boy games on a TV or portable, you can't. So they're saying it's only $100 for the headset, or you can have a $25 cardboard version. So I'm taking all of this news with a grain of salt because it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds fake news. It sounds kind of like fake news in a lot of ways. All right, let's get to the new releases this week on Tuesdays. That's usually the day we get new games, and we get new games. The other games move down the shelf and should move down in price. Not always, but should. We have here Arena Breakout Infinite for the PC, Feta Diem for the PC, Lego Voyagers. This is on all the big systems except the Xbox One. No, I'm Not Human for the PC. Synthetic Hopes for the PC. Trolliu for the PC. Henry Halfhead, PS5, PC, Switch. Mars Attracts. Looks like Mars Attacks for the PC. Skate. It's a new version, and it's on everything but the Switch. Town to City, PC. Voyagers of Nera, PC. War Mongrels, Switch. Beacon Control is a lighthouse game. This is for Linux, PC, and Mac. Commandos Origins, the 4 and the 1. Concierge on the PC. Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. Danger, Darkness, Dwarves, X&S and PC. Flickshot Rogues, PC. King of Ping Pong Mega Mix, everything but the PC. Lost Skies, PC. Strange Antiquities, PC and Switch. Sushi Ben, PC. Arctic Awakening, PC, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. Burden of Truth, PC, Mac, Linux. Bite Bond, PC. Class of Heroes 3 Remaster, PC, Switch, PS5. Easy Delivery Company, PC and Mac. Emotionless, The Last Ticket, PC. Extinction Rifts, it's on everything. Formula Legends, it's on everything. It's open wheel racing. Frostpunk 2, PS5 and X and S. Hello Kitty Island Adventure Wheat Flower Wonderland. That is on Mac, Switch, and PC. Labyrinth Console Edition. And that's Labyrinth with a silent E at the end. PS5, Xbox Series X and S. My Child of Ages, PC. Meat Shaker for the Switch. And finally, Mega Bonk is on the PC as well. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome to the show. Rick Tittle with you in the Video Game Review. Time for the cheat code. This comes from Sam. Sam wants to know the Super Empire Strikes Back unlock everything code. Speaking of the SNES, well, it never hurts to have, like, I don't know, invincibility, and how about infinite thermal bombs, too? Go to the main screen. Get ready. This is going to be great radio. I'll email this to you as well. But here we go now. A, B, Y, X, A, B, Y, X, A, B, Y, X, X, Y, A, B, Y, X. Once again, go to the main screen and enter A, B, Y, X, A, B, Y, X, A, B, A, B, Y, X, X, Y, A, B, Y, X, and you'll have everything. By the way, before we go, an email from Vatech, that's your name and the school you're at? I don't know. Vatech says, you don't have to do every vine in Kingdom Hearts 1 unless you want to get to the Dalmatian. There is a way around. Well, I didn't know that at the time. I just know on that level, when you're grabbing the vines, usually when you're grabbing swinging vines in video games, it automatically grabs. But you had to press for it to grab, then you had to press to release, and then it would throw you in a trajectory that was completely unexpected. Horrible design. But I appreciate the email, Vatech. Go Hokies. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next week on the Video Game Review.